Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo emphasizes on need to preserve culture and traditions. ADG Akashwani, Northeast Zone Ashish Bhatnagar says Akashwani is the voice of people. Tribal Hohos stress urgent need for resolution of Foothills Road dispute. And fire in Nagagaon, Dimapur leaves around 80 families homeless. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo has stressed on the need to preserve and protect the culture and traditions of the Nagas. At the culmination of the two-day celebration of the Angami tribe's Sekrenikam Mini Hornbill Festival at Kisama today, he said, Sekreni is a time-honored tradition of the Angamis, celebrating renewal and unity. He said the festivities reflect on the ways of the ancestors and a reminder to uphold one's identity. Mr. Ryo added, festivals is also a time to retrospect and introspect. He also informed that the state government intended to promote the customary laws through the Dobashi courts and Gaumburas court, highlighting the hardworking culture of ancestors and their selflessness in preserving natural resources. He urged the people to uphold honesty and truthfulness in the society. Further, Mr. Ryo encouraged all the tribes to celebrate their festivals at Kisama Village. He further informed that Konyak Heritage Village site will be inaugurated during the forthcoming Auleng Festival. The Chief Minister said, with the view to protect the culture, traditional and customary practices, the state government introduced the Hornbill Festival, drawing lakhs of visitors to witness our tradition, culture and heritage. The last day of the Sekreni Festival witnessed Naga wrestling for under 12 and 15, tug of war and musical night. Additional Director General, Administration and Broadcast Operations, Content Operations, Akashwani, Northeast Zone, Guwahati, Ashish Bhatnagar today said, Akashwani is the voice of the people, emphasizing that it is not just a radio broadcaster or an entertainment medium, but the true voice of people. Addressing the staff of Akashwani Kohima during a meeting held today, Mr. Bhatnagar urged the staff to connect with more people, particularly in the villages, noting that villagers are the primary listeners. He expressed hope that the Kohima station will lead other stations in the Northeast region by introducing more programs closely connected to rural communities.
Radio, particularly Akashwani, is not merely radio broadcasting. It is not merely entertainment. It is much more than that. Akashwani is the voice of the people. And I hope to see that in Kohima and then whole of Northeast, let Kohima lead it, that we go to a small village and do a stage program there. I believe around 80% of our listeners come either from village or from low-income groups. They may be daily wage workers, they may be auto drivers, they may be car drivers, they may be truck drivers, they may be farmers in the village. But if we go to them and give a program there.
The ADG further encouraged the staff to work together closely and provide better service to the public. During the meeting, various issues were also discussed. Later, Mr. Bhatnagar also interacted with the assignees. The Naglan Foothills Road Coordination Committee, NFHRCC, held a closed-door meeting with 12 Dimapur-based tribal hohos yesterday to resolve the ongoing misunderstanding with the state government concerning the Foothills Road project. Representatives from the tribal hohos, while extending support to the NFHRCC, emphasized their commitment to address concerns and ensuring fair treatment for all parties. The committee also refuted allegations of political bias, asserting its neutral stance in the selection of contractors and its dedication to the community's welfare. The representatives reiterated that the Foothills Road project is for the people of Nagaland and urged all parties to engage in urgent dialogue to avoid further delays. They emphasized that the project's successful completion is paramount for the region's development and prosperity. A devastating fire broke out at Nagagaon in Dimapur today, leaving more than 30 thatched houses in ruins and affecting around 80 families. The fire, which started around 11:30 a.m., caused extensive damage to the village, although no casualties have been reported. An official from the fire station informed that the fire is suspected to have been caused by an electrical short circuit. Six fire tenders were pressed into service, which took around 3 hours to control the flame. Property damage caused by the fire is yet to be ascertained. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said festivals play a vital role in preserving cultural heritage. He made this remark while attending the first ever joint Mega Nyokum Yolo celebration at Boa Simla in Kamle district today. He noted the government's Act East policy, which has brought significant development to the region.
Bharat Sarkar ne kai dashak pehle ek niti chalu ki thi, look east. Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi ne isme badlav kiya ki dekhne se kaam nahi chalega, kaam karne se kaam chalega. Aur kaam karne se kaam chalega to kitna bada badlav hua is pure ilake ko. Yadi main Asht Lakshmi ki baat karun to hawai jahaz ya airports, rail connectivity, road connectivity ka ho.
Highlighting India's rapid progress, Mr. Dhankar asserted that India is the fastest growing country in the world, emphasizing the nation's advancements in economic growth, infrastructure development, and social welfare schemes. The world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, will conclude today on the auspicious day of Mahashivratri. Pilgrims from across the country have been taking a holy dip at the Sangam and other ghats in Prayagraj. The Mahakumbh Mela, which began on the 13th of January, has drawn over 64 crore 60 lakh visitors so far over 6 weeks, making it the largest gathering of humanity in the world. Prasar Bharti Chairman Navneet Sehgal has said Akashvani has always played a major role in connecting people with the country's culture and takes its responsibility as a public broadcaster very seriously. In his message on the final day of Mahakumbh, Mr. Sehgal said, throughout its 48-day broadcast, Akashvani's Kumbhvani channel touched a lot of people. Meanwhile, Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gore, acknowledged the success of Kumbhvani in reaching a large audience in a short period. She highlighted the team's efforts in delivering continuous programming on the Kumbhvani channel.
इस ऐतिहासिक आयोजन में यह हमारा एक छोटा सा प्रयास था जिसे आप लोगों के स्नेह ने हम सब के लिए अविस्मरणीय बना दिया आकाशवाणी की कुंभवाणी टीम को विशेष साधुवाद जिन्होंने पूरी निष्ठा और पूरी तन्मयता से अपने घर से दूर रहते हुए कुंभवाणी के श्रोताओं को ही अपना परिवार माना और पूर्ण सफलता से कुंभवाणी के प्रसारण को एक नई ऊंचाई दी
The State Department of Water Resources conducted a one-day state-level training and workshop on 7 minor irrigation statistics, second census of water bodies, and first spring census with reference year 2022-23 at Kohima yesterday. Addressing the event, Commissioner and Secretary, Water Resources Department and Census Commissioner Nagaland Gregory Tejawelye stressed upon the significance of data collection for planning and formulation of schemes. Noting that data should be genuinely canvassed at field level, he exhorted the participants to diligently and actively engage in field operations to deliver credible data for sustainable planning of the state. Chief Engineer and Joint Census Commissioner K. Hutoi Sema informed that the forthcoming census operation will be conducted entirely on mobile-based apps. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo emphasizes on need to preserve culture and traditions. ADG Akashwani Northeast Zone Ashish Bhatnagar says Akashwani is the voice of people. Tribal Hoho stress urgent need for resolution of Foothills Road dispute. And fire in Nagagaon, Dimapur leaves around 80 families homeless. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. with the English news. Good night.